The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Man, y'all better grind it out. Y'all better wake it up. Get out that bed. It's time for The Grind. Tell somebody. Call them up. Tell them, yes, you can. I know you can. You can do it. Come on.
Yes.
They thought that I would crumble,
but they were so wrong.
You held my hand and
encouraged me to stand.
When they said I couldn't do it, I heard you say,
you said yes, you
gotta
can.
Sing it one more time.
Yes. They thought that I knew weak,
but you made me strong.
You see, they thought that
I know.
I will.
I will.
You can, man. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do something, man. When you know that there's a voice on the inside of you that wakes you up every day telling you that you can, and you're pushing yourself toward that destiny, toward that destination, and somebody keeps getting in your ear telling you you can't, man. Right there, put that song on. You can. Welcome to the grind, everybody. It's a rainy day. I would normally say it's a sunny day here in South Florida, but it's a rainy day, a rainy morning. But you know what? It don't matter. That's just God watering the earth because we need it. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for you and not to you. Man, you got to master your mindset. That's all we've been talking about on these shows lately, right? Master your mindset. Why do we always talk about mastering your mindset? Because this is the realest show ever, man. We bridge gaps. That's what we do. Because the only thing you need to do in life is figure out how to master your mindset. If you can master your mindset, the physical comes from there. Everything becomes easy. The trees become greener. Everything becomes brighter. The sun shines brighter. It gets the everything that you see is different. Everything that you touch feels different. When you've mastered your mindset, it's like a master epiphany. You're like, oh, wow, that's how that really works. Oh, wow, that's how that really looks. It's like being able to see for the first time. And I'm telling y'all, some of y'all are walking around blind. You think you see. You think you know. But you don't know what you know, what you think you know. You just don't know. But let me tell you, once you master your mindset and realize what's really, really going on in your life first, okay, in your life first, because you got to get your junk straight before you can help anybody else fix their junk. You are priority numero uno. You need to get yourself straight before you can get anybody else straight, right? So, you know, we've been talking about master your mindset right here on the grind, and I'm going to tell you, we talked about the beginning, and we talked about the bridge, and we talked about, you know, those two being the first steps, the beginning being the hardest part. And I hope you guys got your coffee this morning, all right, because you're going to need it. We're going to need you guys to be vibrant. We need you to be up. We need you to be alert and ready to get this because, you know, we're talking about the destination today, right? We talked about the beginning and how that's the hardest part. And it is. It's the hardest part for a lot of people to get, just to get started. It's the hardest part. Heck, it was hard for me just to start this show after procrastinating about it for 3 years. It was hard. I procrastinated because I was afraid of the middle. We talked about that, the bridge. I was afraid of what was on that bridge, man. I knew it wasn't all sunshine and roses. I knew it was some tough stuff on that bridge that I was going to have to face. But guess what? I was still going to have to cross it if I wanted to get to the other side. So I knew that the start was going to be the scariest piece for me. It was going to be the hardest part because you don't know exactly what's in the middle, right? When you're handed that football as a running back and you start running, you don't know. You know that there's a linebacker there. You know that there's a defensive cornerback. There's a strong safety there. You don't know which one of them is going to hit you from which direction at what point in time. You can't see 360 around you. You can't. So you just got to grab the ball and run forward. So we're a little leery about what's in the middle, and that's life. Right. But we can't be concerned about what's in the middle. We can't be concerned about what's on the bridge. We just got to start taking those steps. Even if they're baby steps at first, we got to start taking those steps. Right. And if we're not taking those steps, that means we're standing still. So the bridge and the beginning of this thing, man, we've conquered that. Your mindset should be in gear right now. You should be focusing right now on the destination or the destiny, all right, your destiny. Are they the same thing? A lot of people, you know, a lot of people will argue the point and say, you know what? Yeah, destiny, destination. There's destiny is a subset of destination, and yada yada. A lot of people have a lot of different opinions on the two, but the two are different, guys. They're two different things, and you have to really rely on what you know, which is why we're talking about the beginning. and we're talking about the bridge. All of this is preparation. But man, you got to start listening. You got to start doing things proper, decent, and in order, right? You got to do things the right way. But you got to listen first. If you're not listening to what's going on, you know, we always say, look, listen, learn, and lead. Because God gave you one mouth, two ears, two eyes for a reason. So we have to use them accordingly. When you open those lips, we talked about that in an earlier show. When you open your lips, you should know what's going to come out. If you strengthen your filter, that thing called your brain, if you strengthen that filter and you censor everything before it comes out, you should know. Right? It's all a part about mastering your mindset. But when you do things your own way, that's when you start getting off track, man. There's somebody that's going to lead you and guide you. You know, God's got you, but you got to allow him. You got to listen. Stop doing things your own way, all right? We'll be right back.
I know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, or no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them, you tried your way, it didn't work, no. You put him second,
yeah,
and put you first.
Oh, yeah.
You trusted friends, thought they had your back. And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say,
hey,
see, the devil is alive.
Hey,
no, I'm not gonna die.
Hey,
it's okay to cry,
hey,
cause he's by your side.
Hey,
you gotta stop that hating.
Hey,
I know you don't wanna hear it.
Hey,
gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit. Cause to your heart right now, just listen to the Spirit. Oh, hold up. You lost your job.
Hallelujah.
Your bills are due, and all the people you helped did not want to help you. I talked to my mother.
She said, pray about
it. I talked to my pastor.
She said, pray about
it. But I was so blinded by all my disaster. I wish you would just tell your neighbor, tell them for me. See, the devil is a liar. No, you're not going to die. It's okay to cry, because he's by your side. You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't want to hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit, y'all. He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit, oh. Hold up. Hey, yeah, oh. I did everything I could to take away my trouble. But everything I tried did not. Doing me every day. Guess I was in my own way. But I'm here to tell you, without his grace I'm a major failure. So if you got problems, know that you can't fix it. Hey, just give it to Jesus. Oh, can I get a witness and tell him, say, that the devil is a liar. You gotta listen to the Spirit. Whoa. To get your attention right now. I know you got your own plan, but God's got a better one. Oh.
Tell me, can you hear it?
God's trying to tell you something.
Jackson. Man, I love that, man. I love that, man. All you got to do is listen, man. Just listen, listen. Look, trusted your friends, thought they had your back. I know some of y'all shouting right now. Some of y'all shouting right now. Trusted your friends, and you thought they had your back, but it turned out they didn't. But you got to stop that hating. Stop it. Cut it out. He's speaking to your heart right now. All the people that you helped turn their back on you. All of them. God's trying to tell you something, man. All you got to do is listen. Look, listen, learn, and lead, man. One mouth, when you open it, make sure that what's coming out is positive and not negative. What you feed grows. So feed the positive, and you'll find that the negative won't be able to attack you. If there is no enemy within, then, of course, the enemy on the outside can do you no harm, man. But look, we're talking about the mastering your mindset, the destination, man. This thing isn't tricky. It's not rocket science. It's not hard. You just got to be able to tell the physical what you want it to do from the spiritual, right? It's not hard. If it was hard, man, then nobody in the world will be able to do it. But guess what? It's been done. All you have to do is master your mindset, the destination. So here's what's happening with you right now, because see, this series is so amazing, because you're going through, you know, the beginning. We're conquering this thing step by step, phase by phase, right? So you're going through this thing. You've conquered the beginning. You slapped it in the back of the head. Done deal. All right. You're on the bridge. You fighting. You fight through the bridge. You fought. You know that the challenges are coming. You're taking them head on. You're not stopping, because when you stop, you allow your past to catch up with you. So we know we're not stopping. We got to keep moving forward. No matter what anybody says, no matter what happens, man, you got to fight forward, just like a fullback trying to get that 2 yards necessary to get that first down. You get up and you run another play. You'll never get caught from behind. One of the worst things in football or in basketball or in any sport is for somebody to catch you from behind. You've already passed them. Why are they catching you from behind? Because you keep looking back, because you keep stopping. Let me put it like this. When you master your mindset, when you master your mindset, and trust me, it's a journey. But there are phases to any journey. All right? There are phases. There are no rest stops, but there are phases to any journey. So when you master your mindset, that means, man, I've been working in the off season. Man, I've been putting the right stuff in my body so I can get the right stuff out. I've been feeding myself the right personal development. You know, I've been going through the life lessons, and I haven't been repeating those life lessons over and over. I've been learning from what I'm actually going through, negative and positive, because we learn from the failures and the success, right? Right. So therefore, failures and everything that we do, guys, works for us and not against us, right? So it's like you get a brand new computer. You got it. So that means you trade in your old computer, right? Well, let me put it this way. You ain't gonna get rid of the old computer, because you ain't gonna get rid of your brain, but we gotta fix that thing. So you take it in to get fixed or to get upgraded, right? So that means you get a brand new processor and you get a larger hard drive. And for all of you techies out there, all of you technology geeks out there, you understand that if you get a brand new processor, man, you now you're faster. If you get a brand new hard drive, that thing is all cleaned out, and now you got all the free space on it. That means you got more capacity. Now you can store more. You can process it faster. See, that's what mastering your mindset really is. See, because we hear certain things every day. Right? We hear people tell us certain things every day. And sometimes when you got an old cluttered up hard drive, that means you got too much on there and you got a slow processor. So now that means you can't process things fast enough. That means you're not quick enough. That means you're not good enough at this level. And so you don't get there, but now here you are. You've got a brand new processor and a larger hard drive, so you're faster. It's like the $6 million man. You got all these brand new parts now, and I dated myself now, because the $6 million man, you know, was back in the day. It always looked like he was running in slow motion with that bionic sound to it. That's what it is, man, when you master your mindset, right? It's like when you hit this level, certain things that looked impossible no longer are impossible, right? Because your mindset is telling you that nothing is impossible. The first part of impossible is I am, which means I am possible. I'm possible. So here we are. It's like climbing a rock climbing wall. Some of you have done that in the past. You climb that rock climbing wall. You look at that thing. You're like, man, you're looking at it before you even jump on it. And you see at the bottom, you see those little pegs and the little rocks. They're kind of close together. You're okay. I can do this. And you jump on the wall. All right, that's the beginning. And then now here's that uncertain piece, which is that middle. You're like, okay, what am I going to, when I get there, are my legs going to be long enough? But you don't care. You throw caution to the wind. You jump on the bridge. You're on that wall, and you start climbing that wall. You say, wow, I can barely make it to here, or I got to stretch a little bit further to get to here. Nobody's down there telling you that you can't, because you didn't bring the devil to the rock climbing wall with you. Right? You brought the people that are positive because you started with the right people. So now you're climbing this wall. You've got your fan club down there. They're cheering you on. You're stretching, and you start getting to the top. You've overcome all the challenges in the middle on the bridge, and now when you start getting to the top, you start noticing something. You're saying, you know what? I've never been up this high before. I never really knew what to expect. I had an idea of what may happen when I get up here because I've always heard that to whom much is given, much is required. But now here I am. Now I got to really walk this thing. I got to practice what's been preached, and now I got to practice what I preached, right? So now here you are. You're noticing that the peg holes are a little further apart, right? So now you're looking. You're like, man, this peg is way out here. I got to grab it. And you're noticing that now you got to stretch a little further. Even a little further to get your leg up to that next little rock piece that you need to get you up to the top of that wall. And once you've mastered your mindset, you don't even think that you can. You just know that I need to do. Like I heard somebody say, just cut out the just do it. You never second guess it. You don't think about it. When things come to you, you have that faster processor. So now you process them faster. And as you're processing them faster, now you can put what you just processed in your larger hard drive. Now you got more to choose from when you need to pull it out of there. It's just like personal development, right? If you're not growing the mind, then the mind is dying. If you're not stretching the mind, then the mind is dying. It's just like muscles. If you're not working the muscles, then the muscles are dying. The muscles are getting smaller. They're getting weaker. That's why when you get older, people don't understand that. When you get older, if you haven't worked and stretched those muscles and grew those muscles, then you can't even hold yourself up. You can't even hold your torso up. You can't even walk fast anymore. You look at people that are older people, and they can't walk fast because now maybe their knees are degenerated now, or maybe they just never really built the muscle. Maybe they can't really lift certain things anymore because they never really built the muscle. Yeah, we all fade away. I get it. We all fade away. But just like in anything in life, if we don't build it, it stays the same. And if anything stays the same, then eventually it dies. So when you get to the top, now you think you're at this point, you're saying, you know what? I climbed up here. Now what? I just conquered the wall. And see, now you're saying this is where the party starts now. Now I get to chill out. I get to relax. I'm here. I have arrived. The party starts right here. Nope. I hate to bust your bubble, but that's not where the party starts. The party already started at the beginning. It already started at the beginning and doing your growth process on the bridge. That's when the party started. But now you just got a brand new processor. You got a bigger hard drive. So now you see things different. I already told you guys, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. That's why when the peg was a little further apart, it didn't stress you. You just reached out there and you grabbed it. You made the necessary adjustment. You think I say I-A-O just to be saying it, guys? guys, that term was originally adopted by the Marine Corps. That's who came up with that term, improvise, adapt, and overcome. I wish I could take credit for it. I just love the saying. So it became my mantra, IAO. And everything you do, IAO, because nobody's coming to your rescue. Nobody's coming to save you. Stop looking back. Stop standing around waiting for somebody to come and pull you up out of the pit. It's not going to happen. Every successful person, anybody that's on a journey to success, they have mastered their mindset. They understand. They never look for help. If you're putting out a fire and you got a bucket, you're going back getting water, bucket of water, and you're throwing it on the fire and you're running 10 feet back, when you've mastered your mindset, you're not looking for help because that's precious time that's being wasted. All you know is that I got to put this fire out. And guess what? When help comes along the way, it just comes. But when you've mastered your mindset, you understand that I'm on my way now to my destination. See, the party didn't start. That was like song. It came to mind. The party didn't start until I walked in. That's exactly right. The party didn't start until you walked in. You got started, and that's when the party started. So there's a destiny to be fulfilled in everyone. In every life, there's a destiny. That's the path that's actually defined by our choices along the way. While you're on that bridge, while you're getting started, before you even take that first step, when you're putting your list together of the things that you can affect, the controls that you can control, and you're putting the list together of things that you cannot control, your challenges, that's when it really starts. That's when your choices start. But the destiny that we choose will determine our destination, right? And in a lot of cases, you hear people say, you know, in the spiritual realm, it's life or death. It determines life or death. It determines, you know, sink or swim, pass or fail. So along that way on your destiny, let me give you guys a good example, you know, of destiny. I wanted to, in the very beginning, I always wanted to go to the military. That was in the very beginning, because in high school I was in, you know, the Army ROTC program. So, you know, that was kind of my destination, was to go to the military and basically be the ish, be in the military, all right, and go as high as I could go. That was my destiny. That was my destination, okay? My destiny was all of the things that I encountered along the way. So even for me, you know, going into the military right out of high school, a lot of you did that, all right? It's a common thing. Going into the military right out of high school, you know, a year into the military, going in and hitting E4, corporal. Then, you know, 6 months actually, then coming to a year, you know, getting ready to go into a whole nother segment of my life, changing my duty station to Fort Hood, Texas, and getting my MOS and figuring out what I'm supposed to do there. Shortly after that, hitting the rank of E5, you know, milestones. Those are all a part of my destiny. If my destination is the military, there are things that are encompassed within on the road, on the journey to that destination. Right. So even after, you know, hitting E5, now all of a sudden, you know, I'm about a year and or so out from actually, you know, getting out, you know, of getting out or having to re-up, as we call it, re-enlist. And you know, I'm like, OK, I'm going. I'm doing this thing. And, you know, boom, let's go to war. And let's send you over to Kuwait for a little while and see how you like that. Let's just shoot at some people. Let's get shot at. You know, let's do some things that you've never done in your life. Let's see how you like that. My destination was originally, hey, man, get in the military. But little did I know that wasn't really my destination. See, well, I just played the song, Listen, by Marvin Sapp. If you're listening not to yourself, but if you're listening to what God is telling you, if you're listening to your spirit, if you're listening to what's going on intently, then you'll know what your real destination is. And as you're along the journey,
you're destined to run into certain things. Certain things are destined to happen along the way to your destination. So your mindset is always that, you know what, here's my destination. And I'm going to allow my destiny to take care of itself because I got an inkling of what's going to happen. Does this kind of sound like the beginning? It sounds like the middle. And it sounds like the destination, the end. So these are the three pieces to the puzzle that you need to master your mindset, because once you've gotten, once you understand that your destiny is something that you really don't control, there's things that happen along the way, and you get to your final, your quote-unquote final destination, you realize that to whom much is given, much is required. Now here you are at a whole nother phase, a whole nother level of moving forward in life. Let me tell you guys something that you may not have known, and write this down, because it's one of the most important lessons that you will ever learn in any success training that anybody gives you. You ready? There is no end. There's no end. There's no finish point. There's always something left to be done. No matter who you are and how high you go, there's always something left to be done. And guess what? It all, how you do it and how you process it, how well it's done and how much you learn from it, how quick you learn from it, is all contingent upon the choices that you make on that journey. Now, nobody can control everything. You can't control everything, but you can control the controls. You can control the things that you know that you can control. Don't leave any stone unturned there. Control the controls. Don't be a mental midget. Don't allow everybody to control everything that you do because you don't think you can. Don't allow anybody to tell you that you can't. You can't do that. Why? What? That's the first thing I ask now. When you tell me I can't do something, I say, why? And then the first answer that you will typically get is because, in a nutshell, it's never been done before. At least I don't think it's ever been done before. Or you can't do that, you know, because I don't think it'll work. Well, I'm not really concerned about what you think it'll work. I'm going through my destiny right now to get to my destination. Let me tell you what, I've just mastered my mindset. Anything that you say to me at this point that's not positive sounds like Charlie Brown school teacher. Wah, 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 wah. Doesn't matter. That's how I hear it. That's why I say you feed the positive and you don't feed the negative, because whatever you feed grows. Whatever you feed grows. And along that way, guys, when you're trying to get to your destination, you're going to see exciting, you know, people, places, and things, right? You're going to see things that you're going to be like, wow. They're going to be things that you'd be like, oh, no. But it's not that you're not going to see them. It's how you process them that matters. And you're going to have need of processing them the right way. So that means your mindset is going to have to be the very thing that helps you do that, right? It's like the old show. It's a little cartoon caption that I saw a little while back. It's called Goofus and Gallant. Goofus and Gallant. So you see Goofus. It's a very practical, very plain type show. And I love it because it's a certain way that you teach, you know, good things, right and wrong. You know, so Goofus and Gallant, you see Goofus with a pair of scissors, and his scissors, he's running with the scissors up, and you see Gallant who's running with the scissors down. Very simple, very, very simple illustration. Hey, I mean, don't run with the scissors up, run with the scissors down. If you start running with the scissors up, then I'll stop calling you challenged. If you run with the scissors down, then I won't call you Goofus. I'll call you Gallant. I'll call you smart, whatever. We have to exhibit the things physically. But here's the catch. Right and wrong, good and bad, you know, is a matter of one's opinion of both. And that those opinions are based on that, on their chosen path. A person that's doing something that's wrong in your opinion, that doesn't mean that they know it's wrong. It's just that their path that they've chosen has told them that that's right. That's what's been poured into them. That's what they know. And a lot of you say, well, you know, you know that's not right. No, but a lot of times people don't know that things aren't right because the path that they've chosen is not the right path, but they think it is. That's why we say, look, listen, learn, and lead, right? So the goofus and the gallant thing is just a very simple, you know, caption. It used to be a little cartoon caption. And it just gives us practicality, the simplicity of it all. But, you know, guys, it's all about understanding that, you know what, this is truly a fight. And, I mean, there's no way around that. This is a real fight. And I can't sugarcoat it. I can't tell you that it's going to be easy for you. Because I get up and I fight every single day. Some of you are saying, yep, me too. You fight every single day to do the right thing. You fight every single day. But let me tell you how this thing works. When you get to a point to where you've mastered your mindset, you go from a lot of background noise. We used to call it a lot of squelch. You go to a lot of background noise. You know, and then you move right on up. As you move up, that background noise decreases. Remember, I say move up, because as you move up, you get higher and higher and higher, and you just don't hear the background noise as much. And I always like to say, you finally get a Bluetooth earpiece that works, that actually cancels out the noise, doesn't just connect you wirelessly. It cancels out the noise, and now you can't hear the background noise. People aren't saying, I can't hear you. What'd you say? No, you've mastered your mindset. Now you say, I've mastered my mindset. I'm up here. I'm processing things the way I should be processing them quick, and I'm storing them. Man, that's when you go from good to great, and you're on your way to phenomenal. Because now you've got the necessary tools in your toolbox. You have mastered your mindset. You know, I was watching a movie a while back, and, you know, I just like sci-fi. I really do. Thank God this is the realest show ever. And, you know, there are some people that will get upset about what I'm about to say. But you know what? I don't care. Understand that, you know, this is Greek mythology. And Greek mythology is this, just like any other different thing. But, you know, I was watching the show, and it was called Immortals. And the guy on it was Perseus. And Perseus was in this fight, you know, for good. He wasn't goofus, he was gallant. Everything Perseus did was good, right? So Perseus was looking for this bow, and, you know, his destination was that he was supposed to lead people and basically conquer the Titans. And as he was on that destination, he finally figured out what that was. His destiny along the way, he ran into certain things, and he didn't fall down. He didn't waver. He conquered them and kept moving forward, didn't allow his past to catch up, because he was nothing before he got that call. Once he figured out what his destination was, he was just a little poor guy living on the mountainside with his mom. So what happened? Perseus, you know, did his thing, went and got to his destination. And, you know, and I told you that story because, you know, in Greek mythology, they tell you that, you know, the battle, you know, happens. The Greek gods, quote unquote, are battling in the heavens. All right. And the battle is spiritual, much like any other religion that we have. It's spiritual. All right. It's spiritual. So when we're in the mind, we battle. What happens in the physical is manifested from what happens in the mental. And if we understand that, and if we process things the right way, and we store them, and we have something to reach in and grab, an archive, we can reach and grab the right stuff to fight the right battle. Guys, we have mastered our mindset. Very little can pull you down. Nobody can get in your way. There's nothing that anybody can say that's going to stop you. You become unstoppable. So at this point, guys, we've been through three different segments. You know, the beginning, the bridge, and the destination. You know at this point that you haven't arrived, but to whom much is given, much is required. Go out, conquer everything you put your hands on. And if you can't quite conquer it, learn from it so you can wake up again another day and go out and try again. That's what we do. So what's the next phase? What's the next phase? What are we going to grind on, you know, from this point? Guys, I have a very special guest that's going to come on, and she's going to do the show on Thursday, and she's going to actually you know, talk to you guys, you know, in the Master Your Mindset segment, she's going to talk about it's your turn. You know, and she's going to talk about how, you know, you can finally understand after you've mastered your mindset. Now you say, you know what, now it's your turn. Go forth and conquer, my son, my daughter. Do what it is that you're supposed to do at this point because it's your turn. Guys, you'll have none other than, you know, a millionaire mompreneur, Miss Pam McCray, you know, live and in person on the realest show ever. Uncensored, guys, The Grind. She'll be here Thursday morning all by her lonesome, you know, doing The Grind. So tell, you know, tell everybody, as they say, go run, tell everybody, you know, that, you know, we'll have, you know, multimillionaire Miss Pam McCray. I'm calling those things right now as, you know, that are not as though they were because they are so close. Thank you, Miss Pam McCray, for agreeing to jump on and do The Grind on Thursday morning. So, guys, get prepared for that. And, you know, and understand, guys, move forward today and always look and see how you can actually, you know, bridge a gap. All right. Because when things start happening with you, you got to understand that something's getting ready to break. All right. Something's getting ready to break. You don't know what it is, but you got to be in position for that blessing when it does. Guys, have a great day. Thank you for jumping on The Grind, guys. And we'll see you guys bright and early at 8 a.m. on Thursday, guys, to hear how you understand that it is your turn by none other than Pam McCray. Thanks, guys. Have a great day, guys, and go out and win. Come on, it's close.
I must be close to my destiny. Extremely close to my victory, 'cause here comes trials and troubles, jealousy and envy. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close to my overflow, extremely close to my miracle, 'cause here comes confusion, problems, and enemies. I just believe that I must be close to what you have for me. So much is given, so much is required. Be qualified, must go through the fire, but I won't smell.
I know that I must be. anticipate.